This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. If you lit a fire in your fireplace or wood stove last night, you probably shouldn't have. Yesterday was an official Spare the Air Day, as proclaimed by the Bay Area Air Quality Management District. And a new rule that took effect at the beginning of this month makes burning on these days illegal. District spokeswoman Lisa Fasano says the reason behind that ban is a matter of public health.
Particulate pollution is our biggest source of air pollution in the wintertime months, and particulate matter from wood burning, from fireplaces and wood stoves, constitutes about 33% of the overall particulate matter pollution that we have in the Bay Area.
The new rule aims to aid air quality by curtailing burning on cold, calm nights when the wood smoke settles into thick clouds in low-lying areas. It comes with some teeth, too. Fasano says first-time violators will be mailed a warning notice with information and resources, but repeat offenders may pay.
Those folks who receive the warning letter and then subsequently violate the rule, fines could range anywhere from $200 on up to a few thousand dollars, depending on the severity of the violation.
There are some cases where exceptions apply, but just having an EPA-certified wood stove doesn't do it.
For people who have wood burning as their only source of heat and they do not have access to natural gas, they would be exempt from this rule. We think the majority of the wood burning that goes on in the Bay Area is for ambiance. It's not necessarily just for heating. Even for EPA-certified stoves, there's still a certain amount of particulate matter that is put out in these devices. The only appliances that people could legally burn when there's a winter spare the air alert is either natural gas fire logs or natural gas stoves. And propane would be exempt as well.
For some KRCB listeners, however, the rule does not apply. It depends on where you live. Sonoma County Air Pollution Control Officer Barbara Lee explains that the western and northern parts of the county lie outside the Bay Area Air Quality District's boundaries.
The entire coast of Sonoma County is in the northern Sonoma Air District. So you start down in the southwest corner of the county, and the line cuts up past Bloomfield and hits the Russian River area and approximately follows the Russian River Valley up to about Windsor and then goes due east at Windsor. Everything above that line is in the northern Sonoma District. Everything below that line is in the Bay Area Air District.
So if you're in the northern district, the Spare the Air Day burning bans are voluntary, just as they have been for the past 20 years. But Lee says that still worked pretty well there.
We've seen our particulate levels drop considerably. We used to violate the state ambient air standard for particulate, and we no longer do. We now attain that standard, and it's a very strict standard. I think there is only one other air district in the state of California that attains it, and that's Lake County.
In the near future, policymakers will have to analyze the comparative environmental impacts of wood burning versus heating with natural gas. But for now, Lee says their priority will remain public health.
When you're looking at trade-offs between reducing greenhouse gases and protecting public health from exposure to harmful air pollutants, we err on the side of protecting public health.
There are automated notification systems in place to let you know when the no-burn days happen. You can sign up for them through the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.